Tonight's shiur is Simon Reish Mem Tess, Yiv Gimel and Siv Dal, Siv Gimel, Derech Anshei Maisa, this Anois Bechol Erev Shabbos. There is an approach that people of deeds will fast on Fridays in order to enjoy the Shabbos Seuda. Mishtabur Sivkon Yud Ches Lehis Anos, they would fast, Kadeshu to Avim Lechol Belayel, and that would ensure they'll have an appetite to eat Friday night. The Ein Bebach, Umagen Avram, Ushar Echoinim. If you look in the Bach, Magen Avraham and other Achoinim, Sheskima, they agree, to Ein Lehisano is Be'er of Shabbos. You should not fast on Friday. Kadesh lo yikonis and Shabbos, K'shuma'une, because you come into Shabbos uncomfortable. Emlo shu istnis kokach, unless he's really such an istnis, Shemiyorichol b'yom, that if he ate anything during the day, lo yuchal echo b'layel de'ovet, he will not be able to eat with an appetite that night. If he has an illness of such that if he eats during the day, he can't eat at night, that's different. Oz minig toifu im ein mazik lo tarazen, it's taka good practice if the fasting won't harm him to fast on Friday. But for most of us, no, you don't fast on Friday, because you fast on Friday, you're not going to be comfortable, you'll be uncomfortable going into Shabbos. Se'if dalit. Im ki b'lo lov lis anas b'erev Shabbos, if someone accepted upon himself to fast on Friday, tzarech lis anas atzeis kochov, then the fast goes until the stars are out. Im lo sheperish, unless he specified b'shas kabbalas atainis, when he accepted upon himself the atainis, ad sheyashlimo tzibet tfilasan, that his fast only goes until davening is over, in which case he breaks his fast even if it's daytime, unless he davens plag. That was his kabbal. He was makabal until he comes home from shul. So even if that's daytime, that's fine. The Ramah says, V'yesh Oyim, some say, D'lo Yashlim, that he should not fast until Tzeis Kechavim. Ela miyad sheyoyetz mesekness yorchal, as soon as he comes home from shul, he should eat. L'chein b'tainis yorchal lo Yashlim, and therefore, if it's a personal tainis, he should not go all the way to Tzeis Kechavim. V'tov l'farish kem b'shas kevos nas. It's good to specify this when you accept the fast. But if it's a Tanis Tzibur, if everyone is fasting, then Yashim, you go until it says, that's the minig. So Amos says, the Yesh Omer, that even if you don't specify, you don't go to Tzitz Gachom. A Tanis Yochid does not go to Tzitz Gachom. Tanis Tzibur goes to Tzitz Gachom. Tanis Yochid does not. It's good to specify that I'm not Makabel past when I come home from Shul, but you don't have to. The Rech Shulchan Aruch concludes, Vim Hu Tanis Chaloim, if he's fasting because of a bad dream, Tzarech l'sanos atzeis kochav, then he'd have to fast until tzeis kochav. Let's take a look at Mishtabura, Sifkon, Yud, test. Tzarech l'sanos v'chulu. If a person accepts upon himself to fast on Friday, he fasts until the stars are out. Tzarech l'sanos v'chulu, kamo im kibul tainis stam, b'shayim o'yishvu. No different than accepting upon himself a fast on any other day of the week. Didino hu atzeis kochav davka. We know the fast doesn't end until the stars are out. It doesn't make a difference if he davened marif earlier. That doesn't allow him to eat. We'll learn it later on in Tav Kuf Samach Beis. Who din hacha? Here the din is the same. When we don't consider it that he did something wrong, entering Shabbos hungry, even though you're not supposed to fast on Shabbos, but this is Erev Shabbos, and therefore it's okay. Sifkan chaf im lo sheperish, unless he specifies that his fast will end when they finish davening. V'oz mutra afilu odim gadol, then it's mutra to eat even though there's still daylight. V'chein im hisn l'sanos rak ad acha mincha gedola. Or let's say he made it tonight, I'm only fasting until after mincha gedola. Mahani tano, such a condition would work. The note springs is a shayla about anenu. Would he say anenu davens mincha or not? That's a shayla, you say anenu or not when you're only fasting half a day. The Ramah says, some say no, by Tanis Yochid, you don't go to Tzitz Gachavim. Ha Yesh Oyim Sfirlehu, this Yesh Oyimim holds. The Bein B'Tanis Yochid, Ubein B'Tanis Sibur, whether it's a personal Tanis, whether it's a Sibur Tanis, Kagon Asar B'Tavis, Shechal B'Rev Shabbos, like Asar B'Tavis, which occurs on Friday, Lo Yis'an Irak, Atchi Yitzim B'Tzik Nesses, you only fast until you leave Shul. Does kvar kiblu Shabbos tefillah, because you were already mekabel Shabbos when you daven shemisbalim plaga mincha ve'elech, when you daven from plaga mincha on, what's plaga mincha? Who miyurav shos chas to reviv ve'elech, 11 hours minus a quarter or 10 3/4 hours v'ashos hen zmanias. Of course, these are shos zmanias. Ayin lekaman simin reish samachalaf. Look later simin reish samachalaf. So this Yesh Oma holds that the tainus only goes till you come home from shul. U'mikra ideizeh hashlomis hatainus. That's called a complete tainus. Mashemis anad acha kabbalas Shabbos, that you're fasting until you're mekabel Shabbos. V'hu adin b'erev yontif, the same is true erev yontif. Ad acha kabbalas yontif, until after you're mekabel yontif. U'bechol, on a weekday, Gam Yesh Oimim, the Yesh Om would agree, though Mirke Yesh Om is Tainas that says Gachavim, that it doesn't help Dav Marav early, the Yesh Om would agree that on a weekday, the fast isn't over until the stars are out. Umachriya Ha'amol, the Ramol concludes, the Tainas Yochid on a personal Tainas, Danashi Yochid goes with Asma Tainas, an individual decreed upon himself to fast. Lis Machal Yesh Oimim, we can rely on the Yesh Oimim, the Lo Yashlim, and he will not fast until the stars are out. And still, it's better to specify when he accepts the tainus that it will only go until he leaves shul. Tainasib is more strict than that, but Sarach Lahashim Kedin, he'll have to finish like the halacha up to Tzitz Gachovim. And even to specify won't make any difference. The Lavi Day Talia Milsik, it doesn't depend on his accepting the tainus on himself. Klai Yisrael is fasting, and he's bound by the rules of regular tainus. Vetzibur shagazor al atzman tainus mechadosh. But let's say a community accepted upon themselves a new tainus, b'shvil ezin, for whatever reason. Lo chamir kol kach, that is not so strict. Umahaytan, you can make such a condition. So if a community accepts upon themselves to fast, they can say when it comes to Erev Shabbos, we're going to end after Marv. But when it's a Klai Yisrael tainus, that doesn't work. Sevkan chav beis, betanis yochid v'chulu. So tanis yochid, he doesn't go to tzitz gachav. Tanis yochid, Nick, what's a tanis yochid? What's a personal fast? Mishakibel atzmo lehis anos b'Erev Shabbos, who's someone who accepted upon himself to fast on this Friday. O shadak or this anos b'chol Erev Shabbos, or maybe he fasts every Friday. O Erev Shchoidish achal b'Erev Shabbos, or maybe if Erev Shchoidish is Erev Shabbos. These refers to those people who do not say Yom Kippur Katan on the Thursday before. The Elu Ha'omim Mis'anel Gam Kim Yom Chamishi, because those who do Yom Kippur on Thursday will fast on Thursday too. Eli Rabbi Simitof Yud Ches. There are people who observe a miniature Yom Kippur Katan, Erev Shchoidish, but if Erev Shchoidish is Friday, they push it back to Thursday. So if they fast on Thursday, they're not going to fast on Friday. Oshemis ana yom shemesba avimo, where there are people who fast on a yortzeit for a father or mother. Ochav sivan, or the 20th of sivan, some people fast then. Oshemis ana tainisim hamvorm b'simat tav kuf pei, or he's going to fast the fasts that are mentioned in tav kuf pei. Those are all called personal tainisim. Kasev magnevam. Magnevam writes as follows. The imis ana b'chol erev Shabbos, if he fasts every Friday. The first time he went until Tzitz Gachovim, then he has to do that forever. That's true on the Tainesim we just mentioned. The Mistama calls Mashlo Hisna the favor, Shane Diet Lahashim Tamid, because we assume if he didn't specify that he doesn't intend to go to Tzitz Gachovim, I mean, in the Diet Lina Kane Olam, we assume that is his practice forever. Now, really, the best thing is when it occurs on Friday, the first time that happens, he should not fast at Tzitz Gachovim. Like the Ramah says, then he wanted to do it forever. So, if in the beginning, when he started to fast on the yahrzeit for a father or mother, or the other tanesim we mentioned, it occurred during a weekday. Now on a weekday, you fast till Tzitz Gachovim. V'alkein yesh poskim desfirlus, so there are poskim who hold, tafilu kishyar achakach b'Erev Shabbos, so when this occurs on a Friday, if the Yoritz is on a Friday, or Rosh Chodesh on a Friday, gam kin tzarech lahashlim ad Tzitz Gachovim, he has to fast until Tzitz Gachovim. The mistama diet list now came to mind, because since the first time he fasted until Tzitz Gachovim, then we assume he has in mind always to fast until Tzitz Gachovim. Unless he specified explicitly, I'm not going to do this forever. The Yesh Chok knows that others disagree. Usfilu they hold. The Mistamalo Kibla Asmala Hashem Achber of Shabbos, even though the first time he fasted was to Tzitz Gachovim, that's because it was a weekday. That doesn't mean he had a mind to do the same on a Friday. Valkanan, therefore, Misha Mitzdar, someone who's uncomfortable, Yochel Ismachal Mekin, can rely on those who are lenient. For that, he'll take a vachit, he'll be a Knesset, and he could eat, and as soon as he leaves Shul, after Yom Gadol, even though the day is still long ahead of him, it's after Plak. So this is a shaila. People who have the meaning to fast on a yahrzeit, if the first yahrzeit's on a Friday, so he could fast and stop fasting as soon as he leaves Shul, and that's going to be the kaviyas whenever it's on a Friday. If the first yartzei is on a weekday, and it's fasting tzatzis gechovim, so now the shah is going to be, eventually it's going to come out on a Friday, what does he do now? Do we say that since he had been fasting tzatzis gechovim until now, that means even on Friday, or no? Doesn't mean Friday. So ideally, he should specify. Ideally, he should specify that the fact that I'm doing it on a weekday has nothing to do with Erev Shabbos. The notes bring, that many persons will say, it all depends not on the weekdays. It depends on the first time it came out on Friday. If the first time the Yartzei occurs on a Friday, what does he do that Friday? If he ends the task when he comes home from shul, that will be the rule for any time this happens. If the first time he waits to see his gehovim, then forever he has to wait to see his gehovim. So we tell people, as we tell them, just break your fast when you come home from shul, don't make it a kavias for Tzitzis Kachavim on Friday night. Mishdebura Sif Katan Chav Gimel at Tzitzis Kachavim. If he's fasting Tainas Chaloim on a Friday, he goes to Tzitzis Kachavim. Vafilu HaYesh Oim Hanal, even the Yesh Oim Mendorat Ramah said that you're not Mashlim at Tainas till Tzitzis Kachavim on a Friday, even if it's a Tainas Seber, right? Tainas Seber makes no difference. You don't Mashlim, that's the Yesh Oim Mendorat. Even they would agree that the Tanis Chaloim, you fast till Tzitzis Kachavim. Shayafilu b'Shabbos Atzma Yochelis l'Haskelus Aras Tanis Chaloim. Because on Shabbos itself, if someone had a Chaloim that needs a Tanis, he could fast Tanis Chaloim on Shabbos. Okay, the Kambam is Simon Reish Peches. We'll learn this later in Reish Peches. The Kolosh can Shiyasim and Elias. So certainly, we're going to say, let's go to Tzitzis Kachavim on Friday. If you could fast on Shabbos, so you can fast until Tzitzis Kachavim on Friday. Vihine. Yesh me ha-poskim shechotim. There are poskim who disagree. The some they hold. The gam betanes chaloim. Even when it comes to tanes chaloim, dar laham tenat sheyetz v'sa knesset arvis, it's enough to wait, to break your fast, till you come home from shul Friday night. The bezek mikra hashlama, because that's called hashlama. Again, the day has changed. It's no longer Friday, now it's Shabbos. So that's called, you finish the day. Aval achroinim eskimim ha-shulchan aruch, te'en l'halka b'zeh, but the achroinim agir shulchan aruch, not to be Megal. The Kivan Shubnei HaSakana, because the whole idea of Tanis Chaloim is to avert some kind of disaster, it's because of a Sakana, Levatel Ulevaer Chalom Ra, to eradicate and void this bad dream. Shem Lo Yoyu Levat Lom Lo Yashem Kar Laila. Maybe it won't help to get rid of it if he doesn't go to the Tzitzis Kachavim. So we're basically trying to avert some kind of gezeira that he dreamed about. So we're not sure, we don't take a chance. So merely we say that he has to fast until Tzitzis Kachavim, and in that way he will be protected from his chalom. So this will be an exception to the rule.